Have you ever felt hurt and disappointed because you didn't get the results you wanted? Has that stopped you from trying again? Do you want to live in a brighter future? Then it's time to move from disappointment. Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I'll have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with motivation from disappointment to the sweet spot. I was in my personal prayer time frustrated with myself. God gave me the revelation that I hindered my progress. How? Since I was hurt and disappointed in my past results, I didn't try again. There were new opportunities coming to me, yet I stalled out. Sometimes I started well, but I didn't complete. In one part of the week, I said I would do this. By the end of the week, I hadn't done it. I didn't even remember what I said I would do. I felt hopeless. Yet, in my prayer time, God wasn't condemning me. He was convicting me. He wanted me to know there was hope. God was letting me know I could do it because He would help me. Can you relate? Galatians 3:3. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? He was calling me to make a step of faith. I was glad to hear it, but part of me was still afraid. Galatians 3:5-6. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That was enough to get me motivated to reach forth. God brought back to my remembrance that I wrote a book. I was in a local community newspaper writing articles. He reminded me that He had helped me do those things. These are the things I never could have imagined doing, but God did it. He did it before I was convinced He would do it again. Can you relate? I am fighting for you to step out of the same old, same old. I want you to move forward with confidence, even though you've been hurt or disappointed. Find the next exciting thing God has for you. Let me give you a few tips to take you from hurt and disappointment to what God has for you. Identify the hurt and disappointments that are keeping you stuck. Psalm 34:17-19, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Spend time with the Lord. He desires to deliver you out of the hurt and disappointment. Write them down. He is near you. Tell Him about it. Once you identify what is keeping you stuck, you will get free from the stronghold. In your time of prayer, find out what God wants you to do. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Ask yourself, what is one small action I can take? Then take action. You can finish those projects and make a difference in the world. I help successful Christian women go from stuck to the sweet spot in the kingdom. She is tired of being stuck doing the same old thing day in and day out. She is stuck in her comfort zone, yet she knows God has more in store for her. Also, she is ready to get in the game and do her part. Are you ready to move from disappointment to the sweet spot? Someone needs you to do it. Do you need encouragement and help in this area? Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com and write move. We can get on a call to discuss your next sweet spot. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time this week and think about areas in which you are stuck in disappointment. Set aside time this week to answer the questions in this podcast. Meditate on scriptures in this podcast. Ask Him where you can benefit in this world. Invite Him to use you. Write the revelations you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want from my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. I'll be here every Monday motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Taya. Hi, Taya. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you in Jesus' name.